صاحبه من سنة في سنة إلى مدينة ما بعد. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يوشع ابن نون. يوشع ابن نون. Who is يوشع ابن نون? Called by English Joshua. The ulama, most of the scholars, actually they said, they said he's a Nabi. He's a prophet. But who's Yusha ibn Nun? All of us will remember Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam when he took his boy with a child that time and he took him to the trip because Allah ordered Musa alayhi salam to go and meet Al-Khidr. And he took him. Remember with Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قال موسى وإذ قال موسى لفتاه. When Musa said to his boy, آتنا غداءنا, give us our food. لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا, because we get tired, we got fatigue, we are in fatigue. Exactly because they walk a long distance in the deserts to meet Al-Khadr, which Allah appointed Musa alayhi salam to meet Al-Khadr at the merge of the two seas. The merge of the two seas. إذ قال موسى لفتاه. فتاه here, the word of فتاه, that's mean his boy. That's يوشع ابن نون. So all of us, we remember the story actually for يوشع ابن نون, ابن أفرانيم. Afranim, that is the son of Yusuf alayhi salam. You know, Sayyidina Yusuf, he was in Egypt. He has a boy, his name is Afraim. Yes, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is the son of Yaqub. And Yaqub is the son of Ishaq, Isaac. And Ishaq is the son of who? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The story here is completely, we're going to make detail for every one of them. I'm going to, inshallah, to speak in my class about Sayyidina Dawood, Sayyidina Sulaiman. We find actually Talut, Galut. All of this, the Quran speak about it. Inshallah, we're going to actually to study about this. But let me come focus in Yusha ibn Nun. Story is, all of us who remember in our class before, that Allah, after Allah saved the Musa alayhi salam and children of Israel, they cross. They reach Sinai. The first actually command, Musa alayhi salam, he commanded the children of Israel to go where? To enter the holy place in Palestine, Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, Allati Barakna Fiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, the holy place, which we bless all around. So land of Palestine are blessed from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's shame for the Muslim to see all of this tragedy. Shame for the Muslim because it's not belonging to Palestine. It's belonging for the Islam and the people of Islam in the history. That is the land of all the prophet and messengers. Most even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited in Israel. Right or not? Subhanallah. So this is the land. Sayyidina Musa was there. He never reached there, but he asked Allah to reach there, but Allah did not permit him to reach there. And he died in the tea. Sayyidina Musa, as we studied before, Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam, both of them, they die in the tea. Tea is mean the wilderness, in the desert. Why? Because Sayyidina Musa, the first duty he asked the children of Israel, اذهبوا إلى الأرض المقدسة. Now we have a duty, command from Allah to enter the holy place. What they said? Remember? اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إن هاهنا قاعدون. Look at disrespect of all the prophets. And they know, they saw the miracle with Musa alayhi salam. They know Musa alayhi salam is the one he saved them from Pharaoh and his people. They know Musa alayhi salam is the one he took and Allah opened the sea and they walk between the water. And they know all this miracle. So now when they come actually to the command of Allah, they don't want. They become a she's hum jubuna. They are cowards. They don't want to actually fight. They need everything easy come to them. They don't want to go. What they told Musa alayhi salam, go, you and your Lord fight together. Why you don't ask your Lord if he split the sea for you and you walk and you have this miracle and you have the stick and all this stuff? Why you ask us to go and fight? Why you don't ask your Lord to go and open you and your Lord to go and open the holy place by yourself? إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. We feel comfortable here. We have our woman, we have our gold, we have our sheep, and Allah provide us, bless us. Could you imagine? Even with this, Allah provided them. How Allah provided them? In the morning when they woke up and they found the trees, over the trees, as we explained it before, over the trees, أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. مَنَّ, something like a honey. They take it from the tree and they drink it and give them a very good energy. Call it man. وَالسَّلْوَى. You know the small vision, call it a square. How do you call it? The
square?
Square? Subhanallah.
Quail.
Right? Allah tabaraka ta'ala provided for them. So he guaranteed the food for them. But they don't want to actually to go and fight. Go and your Lord and fight together. Could you imagine about this? How much they are disrespectful. Subhanallah. So what happened after that? Sayyidina Musa commanded them to enter the holy place. And they answer him, let's say, we are not going to fight. We are not qualified to meet Al-Amalek. Amalek, call it Kan'aniyun, Kan'ani, or Amalek, tyrannical groups. They are in Palestine. They are not a Muslim. They are not a Muslim. That is the polytheists. They are there, and they, a'uzu billah, they are mushrik. Netanyahu, this Netan, and Netan in the Arabic language, it's mean dirty. The Netanyahu, Netan in the Arabic language, that's mean the dirty. He claimed that we fighting against the tyrannical group. They are not tyrannical group. That time they are a kind of people, they are mushrik. They are not a Muslim. That's why Sayyidina Musa commanded them to go and fight against the tyrannical group, but they refused and they rejected. And all of us from our class, we found that Sayyidina Musa and the children of Israel, include Harun alayhi salam, they got lost in the desert, in the wilderness. They got lost for how many years?
4 years.
4 years. Could you imagine? So within the 4 years, the old people of the children of Israel, they die. Nobody remain for after these 4 years except the young people. Among them was Yusha ibn Joshua. Among them, the boy of Musa, the one who went with him to the trip to meet Al-Khadr. And we say before, a lot of people, they said Khidr. It's not Khidr, my brother. His name is Al-Khadr. Huh? How you call him? Al-Khadr, not Khidr. Al-Khadr. What does mean Al-Khadr? Because alayhi salam, exactly every place he sit down, Allah grow green under him. That's called Al-Khadr. Khadr green. Exactly. The children of Israel, they call him the green man. Anyway. Sayyidina Yusha ibn Nun, after Musa alayhi salam, and he, exactly, Harun, die in the wilderness within the 40 years, both of them. And ask before to remind ourselves, to refresh our mind, that Musa alayhi salam, when the death, and we studied the death of Musa already, alayhi salam, he asked Allah to make him near to the holy place in Palestine. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he educated, he said, exactly, I saw his grave at the hill of the red sand, closer, like you take in one stone and you throw it from the holy place, Palestine. That is the qabr of Musa. Nobody knows where is the grave of Musa. But he died anyway and he never enter the holy place, Musa alayhi salam. But Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salam, the boy of Musa, he took over. start to prepare an army from the righteous through people. Because it doesn't mean the children of Israel, they disobey. Not all of them, they disobey Musa. Some of them, they obeyed Musa alayhi salam, they are Muslim. And you find them, inshallah ta'ala, with you in a paradise. Those who the follower of the Anbiya, they will be in a paradise. Not all of them are kafir. Yeah. So what happened after that? Yusha, he's been to prepare this great army. How he prepared army? He prepared the army from the children of Israel, from young people, 80,000 people. And then he asked them to enter Bayt al-Maqdis. We have a duty now. We need to enter the holy place in Palestine, inshallah, to fight against the Amalek. Amalek, that means the tyrannical group who are worship exactly associate partner with Allah. But look at the condition. How he prepared. There is a three condition, Yusha ibn Nun, in order to prepare their army. Three conditions. And concentrate with me, because this is going to describe the situation now. In order, you're going to ask a question today. How almost like a year and a small group of Palestine fighting against the most powerful, actually, country in the Middle East, Israel. The best technology, the everything they have it, subhanallah. The weapons actually came from all over the world for them. Money, control money in the whole entire world. We need to understand how Yusha ibn Nun prepare army. Three conditions. Number one condition. قال لا يخرج رجل منكم معه بضع امرأة ويريد أن يبني بها. The first one, he asked them, children of Israel, I don't want any one of you who are already make a contract with marriage and he never actually has any physical contact between him and his wife and to come with me. I don't want him. I need someone who left this dunya. Again, I don't want any one of you who has a relation with any woman and he intended to marry her. Because if he take him to the war, what's going to happen to the man? You know, the woman are in our heart. A woman in our heart. Even the Prophet ﷺ, when he took the army, he used to bring exactly 4 months, and he send some of the Sahaba and bring a new one to let him meet his woman. Because if you are by yourself, did you ever see, experience you are in a desert without woman? You leave your wife and you are in a desert. Your heart will be where?
Mr. Kiba.
Your heart will be where? Your heart will be connected. I miss you, baby. Is that right or not?
Mr. Kiba experienced that.
So that number one, I don't want anybody who has a relation with any woman and he intended to marry her and to go with me. Stay with her. I don't want you. Number two, condition. لا أريد إنسان لا أريد إنسان بدأ ببناء بيته ويريد أن يكمله. I don't want any one of you who build the foundation of any house and God come with me. Why? Because exactly our us, let's we face it, try. All of us who came to this country, you want to build a house. And actually, by myself, I'm speaking about myself. When I remember actually back home, exactly, I told my mother, how long are you going to live? I said, okay, let me go for 1 year to make little money to come back and marry and so on. So she told me, okay. When I came here and I started, exactly save the $5,000. After the first, I need another $5,000. And after the second $5,000, I need another $10,000. And after the $1 million, I need another $1 million. Is that right or not?
Yes.
So the Yusha alayhi salam, he told, I don't want anyone who build any house, a foundation, and to come with me, and he has intention to complete his house. That's the dunya. That is the life. What is actually a problem here for the Muslim community? The Muslim community come here today. First thing, your wife exact, I need a house. I don't have a Fatima money for the house. Go and borrow money from the bank with interest. So no problem. He go and buy the money, actually buy the house by exactly riba, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, to satisfy who? His honey. Number three conditions. لا أريد رجلا عنده خلفات غنم لأنه ينتظر ميلادها. I don't want any one of you who has a sheep, goats, lamb, and exactly, and he leave all these sheep and cattle and come with me. Why? Because his heart will be connected. Connected actually with the... So three things, the woman, the money, could be wealth, could be tijara, could be anything. Because if your heart will be connected to this life, you cannot fight for sabilillah. Those who fight for sabilillah, they sold themselves to Allah. They sold the divorce in this dunya, and they go because ma عند الله باق. The best level actually, which means you remain in the bank of Allah. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he doesn't need anybody whom his heart connected to this life. طيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he lied in the people, the children of Israel, to Saf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saff, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. Allah loves those who lie in themselves as if they were a solid structures. Allah love this too much. You go in for sabilillah, you sold everything in your life, and you need to go fight for sabilillah. طيب. And we said 80,000 people and ordered him to enter Palestine. After that, what happened when he lead the army to go aboard the border of Palestine? They don't reach the holy place yet. That is the border of Palestine. Palestine, the holy masjid, is a part of Palestine that's belonging to the Muslim. Remember. So what happened after that? They found that the tyrannical groups, they built a very heavy, exactly, and very high fortress. You know, fortress, very high walls and all this stuff. And they are very good fighter to fight for Palestine. Fortress, very high. أراد نبي بني إسرائيل أن يقتحم الحصن. They try to open the fortress. Try to open the fortress. They did that with the Prophet ﷺ. Remember the Khaybar?
Yes.
Exactly. They tried to open it, but they were actually strong to defend their city, the Amalek, the tyrannical group, for 6 months. They couldn't open it. They couldn't open it, and they were patient. They did not escape from the battlefield. Remember, it happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exactly when he sent all of the Yahud from the Medina, out of the Medina, because they associated with Quraysh to kill the Prophet ﷺ and to finish the Islamic State. And the Prophet ﷺ, he took the army and he went to Khaybar at the border of Medina, and he make like what? Siege. And they have the same fortress. He said, Ya Muhammad, you fight Quraysh. We are not like Quraysh. We are stronger more than the Quraysh. We have our food behind this fortress. Exactly, the shaded, the strong building, we have exactly food for 1 year. You are not able to open our fortress. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Fajr, after the Fajr, what did he say? قال من منكم يفتح أبواب خيبر وله الجنة. Who's amongst you is able to enter the fortress of the Khaybar? Khaybar, the children of Israel, exactly the Yahud. And he has a guarantee the Jannah will be exactly approved for him. Abu Bakr said, Umar, the Prophet, exactly, he did not answer them. Then he said in the earth, Ayn Ali? Where is Ali? Where is Ali? قالوا يا رسول الله إنه قد رمد. He has an infection in his, exactly in one of his eyes. He said, call him. Ali came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened, Ya Ali, to you? The Prophet asked him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have infection in my eyes, and his eyes is closed completely. The Prophet, he took some of his saliva and he exactly wiped over the eye of the Ali. He became immediately express exactly antibiotic. and his eyes came back and became better than the other one from the saliva, the honored saliva of the Prophet. Allah, I wish to be with them, ya Akhi, to see all these beautiful actions. SubhanAllah. Then, ya Ali, exactly, go and open. 20 of companion, they try to open the fort, the gates. They know the gate, Roman. You see in the movie, they have a very great and huge door exactly for the fortress. It's exactly the Sahaba, 20 people, they try to open it. So when they try to open it, to let the Islamic army to enter the fortress and get them one by one. So the problem, the Sahaba, when they try to move the gate fell down halfway. So still the army couldn't go through. Then Sayyidina Ali came and he took the 20 companion, they couldn't do that. Sayyidina Ali took it and exactly opened the door. The Prophet, he was watching him. Then after he finished and they entered, he called Ali and he told him, Ya Ali, أنت أشجع العرب. You are the most hero and the strongest among the Arabs. He said, Ya Rasulullah, they said so. He did not say I. They said so, Ya Rasulullah. Qala, exactly, if you are the most hero and the most strongest among the Arabs, there is another one, another hero behind the mountain. Exactly, would you like to meet him? He said, yes, I'm able. He said, go and meet him. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda, he went behind the mountain and he found a man over his horse with musk. He covered his head. Sayyidina Ali never ever fell from his horse while he's fighting. Never. So he came to this hero, the one who hide himself, and the hero, exactly this strong man, beat him. And he fell down. He said, what happened here? What's going on here? Nobody did it before. Then he told, show him by his hand, stand up, ride your horse again. He came again and ride horse to fight against this hero. Exactly this hero beat him again and he fell down. He told them, no. I ask you by the name of Allah to take your mask. Take your mask. But nobody defeat me like this before. Then the man he defeat, he found him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how you did that? He said, one angel helped me against Ali. Radiallahu anhu arda. So this is actually happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. But anyway, they try. I still have 2-3 minutes, inshallah ta'ala. They try to open the foot, but they make a siege around the fortress for 6 months. But they were patient. They were patient, inshallah ta'ala, to stand up for 6 months, inshallah, until the appointed day, exactly for the siege, this siege. Sayyidina Yusha ibn Nun, he commanded them to open, to enter them. And this within 6 months, they tried to open it, but they lost 12,000 fighters from children of Israel to try to open. Convert this to today. Yes, we lost a lot of people in Palestine. Civilian, they are cowards. They don't fight against exactly the Hamas and the other resistance group. They actually kill the civilian people. They are not able to meet them.
Every day.
Did they finish them? La wallahi. And they will never ever finish them. Because the Prophet gave a news about that. Ma zala ta'ifa min ummati. Still a group of my ummah, ala al-haqq zahirin, they stand up for the truth. La yadurruhum man khazalahum, none one of the people are able to defeat them. La yadurruhum, nobody gonna cause harm for them. Yes, they are shaheed, but they will never finish them. All the time, we have to finish Hamas, we have to finish it, we have to kill Hamas. You are never gonna fight because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where they are, the Rasul qala fi bayt al-Maqdis. They are located in Bayt al-Maqdis and fi Aknaf and all around Bayt al-Maqdis. What happened after that? I just need my brother to read this ayah. Then we end and we tell you what happened to the miracle. Allah gave it to Yusha ibn Nun. Allah described the children of Israel, those who were patient and they stood up with Yusha ibn Nun for 6 months and fight against the tyrannical group. Allah tabaraka ta'ala said in Surah Ala Imran, Surah number 3, آية نمبر 146 الله عز وجل سيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكأيهم من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين.
سورة آل عمران, سورة number 3, verse number 146. And how many prophets fought and with him fought many religious scholars, but they never lost assurance due to what afflicted them in the cause of Allah, nor did they weaken or submit, and Allah loved the steadfast. En français, combien de prophètes ont combattu en compagnie de beaucoup de disciples. Ceci ne fléchit pas à cause de ce qui les atteignit dans le sentier d'Allah. Ils ne fléchit pas et ils ne cèdent point. Et Allah aime les endurants.
Scholars, Sahabat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi has his, exactly his own people to fight with him, with patience. And they will never be in ever, they will affected them or for the cause of Allah. Nothing happened. They are not weakened or submit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the steadfast. They never became with they fight fi sabilillah. Then after that, we will inshallah ta'ala go tomorrow. Inshallah ta'ala tomorrow, Thursday, right?
Yes.
Thursday inshallah ta'ala, if Allah give us life. We're going to speak inshallah ta'ala. How is Yusha ibn Nun took the children of Israel and they open, and when they open, what happened? I'm gonna give you one exactly a drop of knowledge. They fight until the almost the sun they became almost to set in Friday. And children of Israel, they don't fight on Saturday. Children of Israel, they don't actually do anything, any kind of work in Saturday. But he was fighting for them Friday until the sun is almost set. What happened? Nobody actually has actually this miracle except exactly Yusha ibn Nun. If you need to see the miracle, you will be appointed to meet me inshallah ta'ala to complete the class. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to grant all of us knowledge and to help us to understand the Islam and to give victory for the Islam and the people of Islam. Barakallahu fikum wa barakallahu lana fi Quran al-Azim wa barakallahu lana azza jal fi sirat al-mubarakah wa fi sunnah Rasulillah. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum.